Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. It is Lanice Williams here, ready for another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X. And I have three lovely people sitting in here with me today. I have Mr. David Monroe, who is part of the steering committee for the Smyrna Vision. And also I have Jonathan Poole and his lovely assistant, Ms. Gloria Rodriguez, both of Town Planner Vinings. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to have all three of you here. I'm going to get started with you, Mr. Monroe, if you want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the Smyrna Vision.
Certainly. Thanks so much for having us, Lenny. Really appreciate it. And we, about 12 months ago, the mayor and the city council of Smyrna decided that they wanted to get a work group together and start talking about what Smyrna's going to be over the next 10 to 20 years. So they put together bids to get companies to present to us and also walk us through this process. And Market Street was the company here in Atlanta, based in Atlanta, that won the bid out of the three bidders. And they are really well known throughout the country. Some of your listeners may have been to downtown Greenville and seen what that downtown has become, and Market Street was heavily involved in that program. So we're excited about what they did for us and the group that they put together, and it's been a 12-month track, and now we're ready to start the implementation process this month.
Awesome. So you've been pretty busy.
Well, the committee has. I mean, there's about 30 of us on the committee, and the mayor's, if you don't know Max Bacon, he's been the mayor of Smyrna since 1980. Mm-hmm. And he tells us he got out right out of high school, but I don't believe that. But Max is a great personality, and there was the whole city council was really behind him. And it's great to see the business leadership as well as education. There's been so many wonderful people that have been a part of this. It's interesting, you know, to see how the communities pull together to come up with these initiatives.
Right, because you have different committees, correct?
Certainly. It started out with the principals of high schools, historians. We have Mel is a former Olympic champion. He was the fastest man on earth in 1960. Wow. And anyway, we've had a phenomenal different group of people that have come together for this. And then we started talking about what are the concerns and what's happening in Smyrna and how can we make it better. And we wound up with five areas that all of the initiatives fell into for us to start working on. So that's where the five areas and the five committees have come up from.
And so how did this whole thing come about? How did it start?
Well, the mayor and the city councilman, they want to keep Smyrna vibrant and growing. And I believe a lot of this was even before the Braves, you know, made their announcement. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know if the listeners know this or not, but Smyrna runs right up to Cobb Parkway where the Braves are about to come.
Right,
so it's, you know, that corridor on Spring Road from downtown Smyrna all the way down to where the Braves are, it's going to be transforming over the next 2 to 3 years. And they saw that as well as Max was there when they started Smyrna Village. And if you haven't been there, it's a little vibrant area to live and shop and work. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted to expand on that. And so this is really more, it's not a real land plan. It's more of a, how do we grow Smyrna and how do we get more, more people involved in what we're doing and just mm-hmm. make it a fun place to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, I live there. I like it.
Well, we're glad you live there.
Speaking of involvement, how does the community become involved in an initiative like this?
Well, we've been asking for volunteers and we'll take volunteers today. But
Is that a plug?
Yeah.
Just a hint.
On March 24th, we're going to have a city council in the city council chambers, we're going to have a kickoff meeting and all of the committees will present, you know, what their initiatives are and how they're what they're looking at and how many people. Some of the committees, you know, right now have four people on, some of them have three, and that's all out of the 30 plus people that originally started there. So of the five committees, all of us would really like to have about 15 or 20 more people working on the initiatives. There's involvement in leadership. That's getting involved in the city and leadership, you know, what's happening with leadership within the city, both volunteer and as well as with the, you know, political side. Quality of place, that's where some of the other initiatives fall into. So there's different things about the quality of place. What can we do to distinguish downtown Smyrna from the rest of the cities around Atlanta? Then my committee is called Image and Identity. Mm-hmm. And for instance, in Image and Identity, we're going to do several initiatives. And the three that we really believe that we need to do is to develop an internal communication piece for all the citizens that they can constantly give us feedback, we can give them feedback, and work from there. So each, we have a whole list. We've got about 15 initiatives. We really don't think we're going to get to all of them in the first 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. So it's an ongoing process as we keep growing Smyrna. The other one is schools. And many people, you know, when they talk about Cobb County, they always talk about the East Cobb schools. Most people don't know that Campbell's International Baccalaureate Program is one of the best in the country. And they're graduating students from there that are continually going to Ivy League schools and bigger schools around the world. The problem, I think, in Griffin Middle School last spring, won an award for Cobb County Schools with the highest math test scores.
Wow,
so I think our real problem in schools, maybe in the Smyrna schools, is an education program as far as communicating everybody's, you know, awards and what they've done and how great their programs really are.
Right, just kind of changing the tone a bit.
Yeah.
Changing the mindset.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't make the nightly news if you do something good.
So true.
You make it when you do things bad. So I think overall, you know, we've got to start talking up with the good things that are happening at Campbell High and the other schools. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is community and economic development. And we're not really, you know, and Smyrna has their own economic department, and we've got some great leaders in there. But what we're talking about is how do we start the conversations about the other pieces that come together in community and economic development. What's going on with a little parcel of land over here is not as important as what's going on with this whole block and how are they marketing themselves. And that group is really going to go after, you know, the image of the new shopping centers that are going up and the other development. So
how does it work? Do these committees get together and they have a meeting and then they present this information to council members? Or
so what we're going to do, we have a implementation executive committee, and that's made up currently of Melanie Pritchett. She is the mayor pro tem. And then Ron Fennell's on there. And I think there's one more city councilman that's part of that, Terry. And so the rest are business people, Jeff Bell, Liz Davis, Shade, Derek, and Mel Pender. I think it was 1964. He was the fastest man on earth. He wanted to go. He was in a four-man relay in the Olympics.
Wow.
So, and then Dan, you know, so that group is going to kind of keep us on track. Mm-hmm. And from there, we take the initiatives that the group put together during all of last year, and we bring up the ideas, and we'll roll them up, and then we'll meet probably, I believe they're looking at the exec committee and everybody meeting back together once a quarter. But I envision, for instance, my committee, I've got three folks on there. We can do some things by phone calls, you know, and where we're at. And then from there, we can, you know, meet once a month or once every 2 months, and then we'll roll that back up to the executive committee. So from there, but the kickoff meeting is what we're excited about on the 24th, and it's 7 to 8 p.m. at the City Hall Chambers. And what we'll do there is my three people will get together, and we're going to come up with the presentation and how to get more people on our team. Mm-hmm. And each group will do that. And then once we can get them on our team, then we can start running through the ideas. How do we roll this out? What does it look like? There really isn't any kind of agenda here. We're just trying to get the story out and, you know, work on the image that people think of Smyrna, what do you think of?
Right. And it should be easy once people, I guess, understand what you're doing and you get the word out, because most people that live in a city, 9 times out of 10, if you own a home there and you're paying taxes, you likely love the city. So it should be easy once people find out about it.
Well, and that's, you know, it's crazy, but, you know, we've been doing these food truck Tuesdays.
It's
just so much. Yeah. But, I mean, my wife and I have lived in Vinings Estates. It's the second largest subdivision in Cobb County. Mm-hmm. We have 900 homes there. And Vinings Estates, you know, we just have never gone on food truck Tuesdays. We went last year. We love it. Mm-hmm. That's just so much fun. You take your dog and, you know,
your whole family,
yeah, BYOB, and you're good if that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Their biggest challenge now is they're running out of parking.
Yeah.
So little things, and then coming up the Jonquil Jog, and just getting the word out more about, you know, the I think end of April they'll have the Taste of Smyrna. Mm-hmm. And it always sells out. Mm-hmm. The Smyrna Business Association, and thank you for coming again last month.
Thank you for having me.
But we had a little trade show 2 weeks ago there at the hall, Bronner Hall, and we sold out a month in advance of the tables and the trade show. We could have put more people in there, and we'll probably do that program again in September. But I mean, Smyrna has a lot of excitement going on, right. And it's not just because of the Braves. We've mm-hmm. got a lot of projects going on now.
Yeah, and that event would have been even larger, your expo, if it wasn't like right on a snow day.
Yeah.
So more people would have
still
come
packed
out.
Though.
Exactly.
Surprisingly, it was
exactly.
very, very busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking forward to trying it again in September, and maybe we'll get a bigger place than Bronner Hall.
Right. Now, my other question is, I know you mentioned all of the committees and that you need volunteers for all. Are there any that you're just pressed for volunteers right now for any particular categories?
Well, I think when we were holding our meetings, everybody wanted to talk about schools.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to fix the schools. But it's interesting because the principal of Campbell High was part of our group, and he was great about it. And he didn't get defensive or anything else. But they just, matter of fact, this Thursday, the Campbell is now giving tours to local business people. Mm-hmm. They're doing it at 8:30 on Thursday morning. So you can go get a tour to understand, because there's a lot of Smyrna has a lot of young people, young couples, young that don't have kids yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know that all they know is what they hear about the schools. And
right.
it's usually, like I said, it's not good. So somebody needs to help them. So we've got some interest in being a part of the schools, but that was one that everybody really wants to do a good job with.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure we tell the right stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. So if you want to tell our listeners again how they can become part of this, your rollout program, the date, the time, all that good stuff.
Well, super. First, I would like to send them to SmyrnaVision.com. It's our website.
Mm-hmm.
And what you could do from there is go through and read all the documents, read all the initiatives, look at the committees that have been set up, all five of the committees, and look at which one you really want to get involved in and which one you said, wow, you know, I have a passion for that. And then once you've, you know, look at it and see that it's not going to be a terrible time commitment. I can tell you that. I'm a little bit of a technology junkie. We're going to do some things with Google Hangouts. We're going to Skype. We're going to do everything that we possibly can that you don't have to go sit in a meeting an hour and listen to somebody talk about their day. So we're gonna really get, you know, more of a business-like environment. So if you will figure out which ones you want to go to, maybe you're only narrowing it down to two, or maybe you narrow it down to three, and then join us on March 24th at the City Hall Chambers, the Council Chambers, from 7 to 8. And we really do a good job of keeping it to that time limit. So if you do go to bed early, like I do, you'll be out of there by 8 o'clock. And I mean, then meet with everybody on the committee. And like I said, we've got some really great people. Marilyn Blackburn, she comes to our Smyrna Business Association meetings. She's a Grammy Award winning singer.
Awesome.
And she was on that. So we've got some great artists and people that are part of this whole group that are different walks of life. So and nothing else. Come and meet some great people on the 24th. And we'd love to have anybody that wants to get involved.
Well, I'll be there.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, great. Are you going to hang around while we chat with
Sure. I want to find out what they're doing.
Yeah, they're doing some good stuff in Cobb County also. Now, first, I have to apologize. I have a really good friend named Jonathan Poole. And so I guess I feel so comfortable with Jonathan that I called him Jonathan Poole and not Jonathan Adams.
No problem. Hey, I'll go by Jonathan Poole if you name it.
You like that?
Sure. It could be my code name.
Great. Jonathan, and you also have Gloria here, who I was chatting with, who wears about 25 different hats with your organization.
That's right.
Something like that, right. Yes.
So, Jonathan, tell us about Town Planner, please.
Yeah, so Town Planner is a community calendar that is directly mailed into specific communities at the beginning of the year, and it has all the major information that that community would want to communicate to their clientele that lives in the zip code that it's mailed to. So we mailed to Smyrna, Vinings, East Cobb, Buckhead, and
Sandy Springs,
thank you.
That's why you have Gloria.
That's right. That's why we have Gloria.
And this year, Marietta.
And we're about to start Marietta this year. And so what we'll do is we'll mail into about 10,000 homes, direct mail, and it has school dates in it. It has major events happening in the, for example, in Smyrna, the lighting of the Christmas tree, to their food festivals, to the Tuesday
farmers markets, all that kind of good stuff.
Good stuff. So what is the history of Town Planner? I know it's been around for a while.
Right. So it started in the 80s by two gentlemen who founded the Penny Pincher magazine way back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And these guys started this Town Planner for their little community in Cincinnati, and it has grown into 380 markets around the country. And I heard about it. My brother's best friend from high school, who's in sales, he started the coupons on the back of Kroger receipts way back when, and sold the company and did really well at it, and has begun buying up other advertising companies in Texas, found out about Town Planner, and it's not in Texas. And so he had called my brother about a year and a half ago and said, hey, I'm looking at starting a company called Town Planner. I want to bring it to Texas. Have you heard of it in Atlanta? And he's like, no, I've not heard of it. And so he asked my brother, would you consider doing it too? I just want to see how it works in other markets. Mm-hmm. And my brother was like, no, I have no desire to do that. Well, I so happened to also be a priest in the Anglican Church and happened to be in Texas doing a funeral. And I was staying with Barry, my brother's friend. And he had just talked to my brother, and he was a little upset with my brother, to say the least, for not being willing to help him with this project. And we started dialoguing about it, and I got actually really excited about it because I thought this would be a great thing for Atlanta, for our city. And so I said, Barry, is this something I could do? Is this something you'd allow me to be a part of? And he said, absolutely. So he put me in contact with Ron, who owns the company out of Cincinnati, and we started dialoguing on what this would look like. And 8 months later, I bought the franchise to Atlanta and got the best sales girl I could get on my team. As a full-time pastor, I needed help. And so she is our full-time employee that runs sales and marketing and graphic design and everything else. She's fantastic.
Well, she must be pretty talented.
She's very talented.
So what is Town Planner's distribution? I think you said that already about Smyrna, Marietta. You're going to Marietta.
We'll be doing, hopefully, an edition just for the Marietta Square this year. And then Marietta, we also have East Cobb. Mm-hmm. And then we have Smyrna, Vinings, Buckhead, and Sandy Springs. And each of those zip codes have about 10,000 homes.
So a lot of
coverage.
It'll
be a total probably 60 to 70,000 homes that we're reaching.
And so how do people keep and use the Town Planner?
Well, the one thing that really sets us apart is retention. Mm-hmm. And we know for a fact that when we mail that calendar to 10,000 homes, 7,000 of those homes will keep and use it.
I kept mine. I put it on the refrigerator.
That's where it goes. Exactly. Yes. So we have an outside company called Verifast. Uh-huh. They do surveys for a lot of different companies, and they go in each of our markets, do phone calls to a couple hundred people in each of our zip codes, and just ask them three basic questions. Do you remember getting a calendar? did you keep it and did you use it? Mm-hmm. And so we know that 7 out of 10 keep it and use it. And
that's
they
awesome.
Usually hang it on the refrigerator, mm-hmm. which is awesome because statistically, the kitchen is where people do business. That's mm-hmm. the major
over
buying.
Food. We do it all over food.
They hang out in the living room and do business in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing that really drew me to it is the idea that if you buy an ad in the Town Planner, you're not risking it being mailed to you and it thrown away immediately. When the 7,000 that are hanging this on the refrigerator, they're seeing these ads every single day, whether they're focusing on each one of them or not, they're seeing them. And so come March, when they get ready to sell a house, they're going to remember the real estate guy that's in there. Or come June, when little Tommy needs to get braces, they're going to remember Dr. Fisher
right.
from the calendar. And it's just a natural place to say, hey, my community knows these people. They're in my community. They look trustworthy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call Dr. Fisher. Or when St. Patty's Day comes, they're going to pop in over at Meehan's, mm-hmm. the local pub, and hang out with friends and that kind of thing. So it's really community driven. And I just love that part of it, that it's an advertisement that's going to be there all the time. And it feels like family. These are
right.
family people.
Right. And you also have the discounts. You have coupons in there. So, I mean, it helps.
Everybody
helps
loves
everyone.
A coupon.
Yeah, of course. You don't have to go buy a big book from someone to save.
Right.
You just
That's
go
right.
to your exactly. kitchen and clip it off of your calendar.
Yep. And zip code specific. So you're getting coupons and ads for businesses that are right where you live. So mm-hmm. you're not having to drive across town.
So it's really also encouraging a sense of community. It's not just the discounts, not just the ads. It's just a sense of community.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are your best clients and who has the highest return on investment with this?
I have a good story on this one. I actually just got a phone call from one of our insurance professionals that advertises with us, and she was very, very excited because she had just done a quote on her 10th new client this year just from her
town planner.
Just from her Town Planner ad, and we're only 2 months in. So she's already
wow.
gotten her return. Like, she's already paid for her ad. Mm-hmm. So generally for our top advertisements, real estate agents and insurance and finance companies are our top categories. For coupons, we do really well with family restaurants, pizza restaurants, mm-hmm. and then any kind of personal services. So that's a hair salon, a spa, auto services. Any of those personal services do extremely well with the coupons because mm-hmm. it's right there in their local community. And then for the larger advertisements on the top of the calendar, it'll be insurance and real estate. For real estate agents, they're pretty much in every calendar we have all across. We're in 27 states right now.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, you sell one home, you've more than paid your ad off.
Right.
So it's a great investment for
So when should a business owner contact you guys about being in on all of the above calendar
today? It's first come, first serve.
Uh-huh.
We go to print November 1st for the 2016 edition, mm-hmm. but it is first come, first serve. We also offer exclusivity, so we only list one business of each industry per calendar.
Nice.
So you're not going to see 5 different real estate agents. Once that real estate agent has a spot in the calendar, they're the only one for that calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise for all the restaurants and services that are in there. So the exclusivity is a big factor.
That's
as
appealing.
Well. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys do any other forms of advertising besides the print calendar?
Yeah, we have an online presence as well, www.townplanner.com.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to that platform, it'll allow you to put a zip code in. So you can put your specific zip code in, and it'll take you to the page that relates to that zip code. And so this page would pop up. All the different advertisements are there online as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going out all the time. That's we're always updating that. We also encourage people in the community, in light of that, to go to that website. And anything that you have going on in the Smyrna area or the Vinings area, Buckhead, Sandy Springs, East Cobb, put those dates in. You can put dates on there for free.
Mm-hmm.
We don't charge to do that because we want it to be a community calendar. So any type of dating that's happening, we'll put it in our print calendar and on our online calendar.
You
no
that,
cost
David.
At all. So David, love to get all your dates. We'll put them in there for sure next
yeah.
year.
Yeah, it's really great for nonprofits that mm-hmm. are holding a 5K or a fundraiser or something for the community. Any business can go to our website, list their business in our business directory. It's
mm-hmm.
completely free, and then list any events that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Free of charge. Events are all free.
And you guys have an app as well, right?
Yes, we do. So all of our coupons, our calendars are perforated across the bottom
mm-hmm.
so that anyone that wants to actually tear the coupon off and take it to the vendor can.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't want to do that, the coupons are also on the app. So it works very similar to any other mobile coupon. They
mm-hmm.
just bring their phone to the restaurant, say, that they want to use it. That
mm-hmm. They just show it.
They just show it. Mm-hmm. They can tap the screen. It disappears.
It's easy.
And they can use it that way. Yes.
So how many additions do you have, and what is your goal for the next couple years?
Well, right now we have, this year we have five additions, looking to do hopefully seven with adding the Marietta Square and Marietta. Mm-hmm. Our goal would be for everyone in Cobb County, every community in Cobb County, to have their own community calendar. So mm-hmm. we'd love to do Kennesaw, Canton, you know, all every, I always get, when I go to business meetings, do you have a town planner in Kennesaw yet? Or are you up in Canton yet? Or,
no, so but call me.
We're going, yes, call me.
We can. Okay.
That's the goal. I have to fill up the zip codes where I'm at first, and uh-huh. then we'll expand. But the goal is, I would love for everyone in Cobb County and then eventually Fulton to have their own version of the community calendar and something mm-hmm. that they anticipate every year. So they can keep track of all the community events.
Jonathan, this is a busy woman.
I know. We keep her. She stays busy.
Keep her busy.
No need for idleness.
Right. But I'm sure it helps you free up time with the church and
absolutely.
And everything
yeah,
else.
She's worth her mm-hmm. weight in gold. And we partner together on some things, but she, for the most part, does day to day and mm-hmm. does a wonderful job at it. So mm-hmm. really grateful to have Gloria on the team.
That's great. You hear that, Gloria?
Thanks,
so if he gets upset with you, just play back this recording.
That's right. Over and over. Make
remember
it part
the
of my
time
ringtone.
You said that I was amazing.
Right.
I need a little time off.
Yes. She'll be cutting and pasting. I can hear
that. That's right. Exactly. I see it happening now.
Well, it was great having all three of you on. It's always great to hear about things that are going on in Cobb County, right in our backyards. So this was a great, great show. But did you share your website with the listeners, Jonathan?
Yeah, why don't you share it, Gloria?
It's just townplanner.com.
Okay,
yes.
Great. And David, you did yours, right?
SmyrnaVision.com.
Yay, we covered all the bases. So it was great having all of you on. And thank all of you listeners for joining us for another edition of the Cobb County Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Have a great afternoon.